The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Barely Filtered, hosted by me, Aurora Culpo, where my mess is my message and I'm here to share it all with you. Let's optimize our lives together and I'll make the mistakes so you don't have to. Join me as I share TMI personal stories about navigating relationships, dating, and mental health, all while breaking stigmas around topics like ADHD, anxiety, and depression. From messy mistakes to moments of growth, I'm here to support you on your journey towards healing and self-discovery. Tune in every Wednesday for a mix of humor, vulnerability, and raw honesty as I explore the ups and downs of living in this meat suit. Follow Barely Filtered wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Lucas Gage is here.
I'm so excited.
You're so handsome. You're hot. I told you this. Stop.
You are. You're glowing right now.
Stop.
You are.
No, you're so cute.
Thank you.
People don't know that we've been like...
We've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of you for a while.
No, you haven't.
I have.
I think I remember the day.
A year or two ago?
That we like started talking.
Yeah. Well, congrats on everything.
Congrats
to you. You're blowing up, and rightfully so. It's because you're very good at what you do.
You are.
No, you really are.
You are on every hit show of our generation.
I'm like,
that must feel good. Like White Lotus, you, Euphoria.
I'm like 5 minutes in every TV show on TV.
You're saying like the real.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah Lucas, blink and you'll miss me, Gage.
You're getting all these like amazing roles.
Thank you.
And now you're in Roadhouse, which I saw. Everybody can watch it on Prime now. And you play a very different character here.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of a little bit like related to the White Lotus character in some way. I think a little bit. I think that he like works and serves by the beach. He's kind of a laid back bro. He's got a kind of a worse haircut for sure in this movie. But you gotta watch him grow into his own. Yeah.
When you get this role, because you like also hit people.
Yeah.
Like you're like.
Well, yeah, this is the first time I actually get to hit somebody back.
Did you get hurt in the movie?
I think everyone kind of got hurt a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But were you down? Like, were you into, fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're not going to get hit that hard, but it's like learning a dance move, and you do it over and over again, you're going to miss a step. It's kind of like that.
It's like choreography.
Yeah, it's like choreography, and I'm not coordinated at all, so I got hit a couple times.
Did you get buffer for this?
I think I got buffer, yeah.
Yeah?
I did 2 weeks of training. I looked
good.
2 weeks? 2 weeks of fight training. For me, that was
Jake
a lot.
Jake did 2 months to have like extra.
Well, he has
like
a 12-pack and 0% body fat.
No, it's literally like I was watching and I was like, those are body parts that I've never seen.
Never.
Like,
in my life.
Extra shoulder. I don't know what to call them.
There's like another scapula under his.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like extra bones and protruding things.
So hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it like working with him?
He's a dream.
Yeah.
He's a dream. I'm, you know, huge Jakey fan since I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. Donnie Darko is truly favorite movie of all time. I mean, Nightcrawler, Brokeback, all of it, you know. So it's, you know, they say don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
But you should meet your heroes if it's Jake. He was really good to me.
Yeah. And what about Connor?
Connor's
McGregor.
Amazing.
When I was watching him and Jake fight, I was like, I know that this is a movie.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd be scared a little bit.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, like, actually, I did get hit by Connor on accident. He was lovely, but he's actually more safe to fight with than other of the stunt guys.
Oh, because he knows?
He knows how to throw a punch really well, you know? He knows exactly how to do it and how to control it. So, he kind of was, like, the best person to fight with.
Wait, how did you get hit? Oh, when there was, like, a brawl or
something?
Yeah,
remember that brawl thing at the...
Oh, yeah. My husband watched this with me because you're like, there's going to be fighting. Like, you know how to get men into movies.
It.
There's going to be some fighting, like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
And he was like, wow, he's such a good actor. He's like, he's going to get so many offers
now, probably. He's literally good in the movie.
He's good in the movie. Kind of a scene stealer.
Honestly, he really is good.
He is good.
I'm not even just saying that. He's actually excellent in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he steals a movie.
You guys had a lot of, and Jessica Williams is so fun.
I love Jessica Williams. She wanted to come today, but she has to work.
Oh, huge fan of hers too. So anyway, Roadhouse is really good, you guys. You should watch it. Let's get back to Lucas, okay? And how you became this, like,
you kill me.
Why?
You're like, everyone go watch it. Okay, let's get back.
We'll get back to Roadhouse too. But I want people to learn more about you because you popped up in our lives.
Yeah.
Would you agree that for some people, or like there is a percentage of people out there that found you through the Zoom
most people? I think most people. Yeah. I
don't really
think, yeah. I think I had a familiar looking face and then they couldn't figure out where they knew me from, and then they saw that video, and that was
and you had no intention. To remind people, it was 2020.
Yeah.
It was COVID. Actors were doing home
Zoom auditions.
Which you still do now. I feel like people leaned into doing that.
Yeah, we do it now still.
And Lucas was doing an audition, and you heard the director. The director didn't mute, and he said something about
my apartment, my living space, and, you know, I didn't even know.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I'm looking at the picture, like, what did he see? There's a black mirror. There's a nice little wall with some detailing.
Yeah, it was fine. It was really fine. And I don't even know if he meant it in like a I feel bad for him, I'm trying to be nice way, or if it was like that's a bad apartment. But I didn't think it, whatever, you know, whatever interpretation he had of it, it was a shocking, surprising moment that I you know, I've had way worse things said to me in an audition.
Yeah?
This was just on camera, you know?
Did you record it because like you just record your auditions?
No, so what we had to do is we had to film ourselves, edit the video, upload the video, send the video, do the lighting, find a reader. I mean, it was just like such a nightmare during COVID. So then on top of that, I had that happen. But yeah, no, I wasn't like secretly filming. We were asked to film.
Yeah.
Just because like if the Wi-Fi was bad on Zoom.
No, I got you. Yeah. So then he says like, look at these apartments these actors are living in. And then at that moment, were you prepping for the scene or was it after you did the scene?
It was immediately before starting the first scene.
Wait, did you end up doing the
audition? I did all of it. Yeah, I did all of it.
Did it not like ruin it for you?
No, I think I like would try to even throw in little improv funny lines about like the apartment into the scene.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, I did. It did not get me the part.
Can you tell us like what part it was?
I don't even know if the show went forward. It was just a network TV show, a comedy. It was before The White Lotus. Everyone thinks it's The White Lotus for some reason.
Yeah.
It wasn't The White Lotus. I just was a little tipsy in Hawaii when I posted it after.
You wrote PSA, if you're a shit-talking director, make sure to mute your shit on Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I could have said it maybe a little bit better.
I mean, yeah, it's funny the way you wrote it. It's like the way you spelled meetings.
Yeah, I think I there's
like
some typos.
MTGINGS.
Yeah,
right. How viral did this go?
It went viral. It went very viral really quick. And
you had no idea this would happen.
No idea. Absolutely.
You just posted it because you were like,
I thought through my friend group it would. I thought we would all share it and have a laugh about it. And you know, I just didn't think it would go that big, that I just did not expect it to be that huge. But I mean, obviously, I knew what I was doing, wanting to see other actors connect with it and be like, wow, we're in this shitty situation together. And this is weird. And this is horrible. But I didn't, you know, I didn't name him. I didn't want to drag the
person. Did he ever reach out to you?
He reached out. Yeah.
Did he say like, sorry?
He did a public apology.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, so he like, people know who he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no hard feelings. Like, honestly, there's literally no bad blood.
And it wasn't like, look at this ugly motherfucker. It was like about your house.
No. Yeah. And
so like, it didn't like, did it offend you though?
I don't think it really offended me. And I just thought it was funny, to
be
honest.
Did you move from that apartment?
I did move from that apartment. I suddenly did start to judge my apartment for the first time ever. And I was like, is it a shitty apartment?
Yeah.
Should I have not painted the wall that? What did I do? But no, it wasn't. I got a little bit of PTSD when I came back from Hawaii after posting the video. And I was just alone in my apartment again and like hearing his British voice reverberating in my ear all the time.
Oh, but you moved from that apartment.
I did. Yeah.
And now you're doing Zoom in a much nicer place, I'm assuming.
It's still a studio apartment. I just had to change the walls and make it a little bit.
I mean, did you see Drew Barrymore's apartment? People are humble nowadays, director.
Listen, I mean,
their whole articles about it. Drew Barrymore posted from her house and people couldn't believe it was her house.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Drew's cool.
Yeah.
Drew's
so she's
cool.
Like keeping it She's keeping it very simple.
Yeah.
This podcast is presented by Lash Paradise Mascara from L'Oreal Paris. You guys, here's the truth. I'm really horrible at applying mascara. Like, my makeup game is okay. I'm definitely not like a TikToker, you know, doing get readies with me. But I can do it. It could look nice. It could look glowy. But we all know that the most important part, especially for me, as you know, I have very light, very straight, but very long eyelashes, is getting those babies curled and applying some mascara. It makes all the difference in the world. And my favorite mascara is L'Oreal Paris, the Lash Paradise Mascara. So it's so good, you guys. And for me, it's really important when I take that wand out that I really see there's like no clump, okay? And there's just a way that the wand needs to look. Like, I need to see that brush, like, just if there's a clump, like, it's a turn off for me. And this is just perfect. No clumpiness. It gives so much volume and so much length. And it's just perfect for a done up eye look. And even if you're like me and you don't apply a lot of makeup, this isn't one of those mascaras. It's going to be so like excessively, you know, thick on your eyelashes. This is going to be like a natural but great look. And I love their fluffy bristle because it gives definitely a fuller looking lash and just helps the length of your eyelashes. You don't need falsies anymore. You're going to look really crazy with the falsies. Okay. Drop the falsies. Lash Paradise Mascara gives you all the drama for your lashes. And guess what? It's available on Amazon, which just makes life so much easier. So order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. Okay, you guys are always asking me, Amanda, what should we watch? What's coming up? What's new? What's hot right now? And let me tell you about this new show that's coming out exclusively on Stars and the Stars app. It's called Mary and George, and it's starring the ultimate, iconic, timeless, gorgeous, talented Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, who you've seen everywhere lately. Like, he's just amazing. I'm so excited to see these two act together. I mean, the talent is just crazy and I can't wait. Okay. So Mary and George is inspired by the true story that's almost unbelievable of Mary Villiers, who molded her beautiful and charismatic son, George, to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. So through outrageous scheming, this pair, this mother and son pair, rose from humble beginnings to become the richest, most titled, and influential players the English court had ever seen. I am so excited for this show. I'm so excited to see Julianne and Nicholas together. I love this like old kingdom, you know, rivalries and manipulation and scheming and power and all that stuff. Oh, it's going to be so good. So don't miss the season premiere of Mary and George, April 5th, only on Stars and the Stars app. Watch Mary and George only on Stars and the Stars app.
So a lot of people found out about you through this.
Yeah.
And then you're saying people thought it was White Lotus because they thought like you got White Lotus through this?
I remember people were like saying stuff online like, oh, that's his hotel room in White Lotus. And I'm like, we're staying the Four Seasons. It better not look like this in the Four Seasons. But I think people were like, oh, that's Mike White. I'm like, Mike White's not British.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of speculation of that's why I got White Lotus.
How quickly after that did you?
It was a month or two after. So it's like rejection is protection. You know what I mean? Because I don't think that show really, I don't know what happened to it. But if I booked that show, I wouldn't have been able to do White Lotus.
At that point, did you already audition for White Lotus?
No, I auditioned for White Lotus right afterwards. I booked White Lotus. And then a couple weeks later, we're filming. I got a little tipsy. I had a conversation about our worst audition stories with all these icons. And then, I don't know, something in my head was like, do it.
Post this thing. So, but you got no hate on it. Like, it wasn't like a risky thing.
It wasn't, but it could have, you know, I could have got backlash or people could have been pissed. And I think, you know, and then I was like, but what were they going to be pissed about? Why would they be pissed at me? But your head plays all these tricks on you. And yeah, I definitely have a impulsive streak.
So when you got White Lotus.
Yeah.
Did you, because today it's like White Lotus. Everyone's foaming.
Yeah.
Foaming.
Right.
Were you foaming? Did you know that, have any idea this was going to be as huge?
No, you don't know. You never know. I just knew if it's Molly Shannon, Jennifer Coolidge, all the rest of the iconic cast, and then Mike White, who I've been a fan of since forever. So I just knew it was going to be good, but you never know. Like Euphoria, the same thing. It was a pilot. We didn't even get picked up the series. White Lotus was a series, so I knew at least it was going to be on air. Euphoria, we didn't even know if it was going to go on air.
I love learning all this industry stuff.
Yeah.
So when something's a pilot, you don't know if it's going to get picked up.
Yeah.
That was Euphoria.
Yeah.
White Lotus was a series, meaning they approved it before you even shot the first episode?
Yeah, they approved all the episodes.
To air.
They knew it was going to go to air. It was supposed to be a limited series, not go for a second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the success kept it going.
Oh, they called it. Because that always interests me, too. Yeah. Whenever I'm like, is there going to be a second season? You're like, no, it's damn it. It's a limited series. So they can change it. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
So you were on it. Did you get FOMO, like, second season? Now they're talking about the third season. Like,
yeah.
Are you like, ugh, I wish I...
Well, I think it's public knowledge, but they had a lot of cast members come for second season. So we all got to go to Sicily and hang out with the cast and then have a little flashback moment where they saw us. They ended up cutting it.
Aww.
But who cares? We got to go to Sicily for free to like the four seasons. It was great.
And you had the famous scene with Murray, who was like amazing.
He's so good.
He's
truly one of the best actors of all time. He's amazing. Yeah. Loved it.
And then seeing him in the Last of Us, like just really
heartbreaking.
So good.
Yeah.
And you had that really, I remember being so shocked at that scene. Like you didn't know it was going to happen. And then, and then it happens. And you were a little bit nude.
Yeah.
Fully?
I think there was a little cock sock. I don't know what they call it. What do they call it?
I don't know. You tell
me. My publicist is like shaking her head in the back.
No.
There was a little sock around there.
But we saw your butt.
You saw my butt.
Good butt.
Yeah, thank
you. You weren't into your butt, I read.
No, I realize it's a little square.
Yeah.
Sharp corners. I wish I did some more squats or worked out a little bit more.
Did you round it out since?
I've been doing a little bit more legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's getting a little more circular.
Were you comfortable in that scene? Like, nudity stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm pretty comfortable. I don't really care. I don't really. I mean, especially if the story is really good and it supports it. And I feel like.
Like, would you run around with like Barry Keoghan and.
If it was a really good movie.
In Saltburn.
Yeah. If it was a great script and a good director, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Who cares? We've also, I feel like guys have, we have some making up to do for all the times.
Faux show.
You know, we owe
That's why it's so shocking to us. Like, we've been conditioned, like, okay, tits, you know. And, and then it's like you see a penis and you're like, oh my God.
Right.
Like, this is crazy.
Right.
But you do have some making up to do.
We do.
Penises on screen.
More. I agree.
Not enough.
It was great. I loved it. I mean, Marie and I, we were the ones who improvised it to be rimming. It was originally just sex. And we were like, let's make it more fun.
Stop.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We wanted to pick it up a bit. And we just thought it would be funnier and also a little bit more honest for the character. Like, I feel like, yeah, I won't go into detail about my backstory about rimming, but yeah.
What's the backstory
on
rimming?
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, if, like, he's, you know.
Wait, for people who don't know, what's rimming?
It is oral sex for the butt. Would you say it? I don't know.
Oh.
Like
ass eating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot that it was ass eating.
What did you think rimming was? What did you think it was?
I don't know. That's why I was like, for people that don't know.
Wait, what?
For
so it was
people.
You.
So, me. I'm people.
Amanda doesn't know.
I'm people. I don't know. I pictured you giving him head. That's what I remembered.
No. It was...
You could also rim that. I don't know. You could rim a lot of things.
No, I think it's just giving head.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that. And then you were saying, I saw somewhere you were saying your mom was like, thought it was really funny. Was into it.
She was surprised by it. I think she wanted a little bit of a warning. I didn't tell
her.
I was just like, what? I don't know. I should have warned her probably. But yeah, she did. I think everyone always asked me in interviews, like, what did she do? Did she care? I'm like, no, it's my butt. It's not like I'm.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think she thought it was. She just loved the show so much that it didn't matter. I could have Barry Keoghan did, and she would have been like,
really?
Oh,
that's
so
cute.
Yeah.
So she's super supportive.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were going to go way back before, but do people know that you went to, like, film camp every summer? What's film camp? Is it nerdy?
It's really nerdy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I loved it. I went every summer. I never wanted to leave. And
so film, not theater. This was, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, camera? Like,
yeah, it was some, like, LA bullshit, you know? Like, some, like, you go to make a little movie, you make a 10-minute short, and then there's, like, an acting academy, and then there's a camera part of it. There's, like, this whole thing. So I did the directing and editing, and I wanted to, like, make these zombie films at camp.
From what age was this?
I was, like, 8 to 13, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was your interest, and your parents, like, went with it? Like,
yeah.
It came from you?
It came from me. Yeah, it came from me. And then I would just do weird stuff like send agents resumes and headshots.
Oh, me
like,
too.
Call my house. You did that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was going for.
Being a star, which you are.
Like, sign me, represent me. I didn't know like what anything was. I was like, I need manager, PR. Like, I didn't know
what
anything
was. But you did it too.
I did it.
I think it's a normal, like, I don't think it's that crazy of a thing for kids to do. I feel like you figure it out, especially if you live close enough to LA or New York. Like,
yeah.
You're just like, yeah.
I remember printing a headshot of me.
Yeah.
From the computer that comes out all pixelated and gross. Putting in an envelope because they say like no solicitation. I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna solicit. You know?
Yeah.
I'm find out your address. I'm gonna solicit. You're gonna pull out this pixelated pic and you're not gonna know what to do.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, she's the thing.
Yeah.
So see, that's why, and I talked about this on another pod.
Yeah.
And I wanna know what you're gonna say. Yeah. DeLulu is now a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've been DeLulu.
And we've been born DeLulu. We came out of the womb DeLulu.
Exactly. So you agree? You need a little bit. You need a lot of.
You need a lot. You need a lot. I think.
Were we gonna say?
Well, I was just gonna say. Sorry to cut you up, but I remember the unsolicited thing that they used to write on everything. Do you remember that? Like no unsolicited. I never even knew what that word meant as a kid. I was just like, I got a flashback of that.
Yeah, what does that mean? I might have looked it up to know.
Let's get.
And then I was like, oh, they're just saying that for the people that they actually don't want.
Yeah.
But when they see this,
they're going
to
want it.
So you were doing that too. You were sending shit?
Yeah, I was sending shit all the time. And my parents would pick up the phone and be like, they didn't know what to do. They were like, who is this? And then finally, I made her take me to an audition and I booked the first one.
Shut the fuck up.
It was a Warts commercial campaign. Compound W.
For kids?
Warts for kids.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
And you got it.
I got it. They did a wide search and I said, I need to do this.
Wait, a wide search? That means
like they went all
over. A zillion kids are auditioning.
No, probably like 100. I'm just making it sound cooler than it was. A wide search in San Diego.
Yeah.
I think they went to San Diego and LA and needed someone to run on the beach and say W.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning.
That was the beginning of the end.
And then did you do like theater in high school? And
no, I think I got too cool for school and just like smoked a bunch of weed and didn't pretended I didn't like acting. And then people would see my commercial, my Warts commercials, and be like, that wasn't me.
Stop.
Yeah, I would be really shy about it.
Stop.
Yeah.
So how'd you get back into it?
I tried college for 3 months.
Where'd you go?
University of Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a duck.
What does that mean? Is that a sports thing?
Yeah, I think.
Well, you were, what is that? Wait, were you on a team?
No.
Oh, you were like a fan of the Ducks.
Yeah, they just like said like, go Ducks. That's their mascot.
So you just yelled it out to be cool.
Yeah, just to be cool.
Yeah.
Never went to a game once.
But Oregon is kind of you because it's also like smoke weed.
Yeah, no? I was really like still in that era, I think.
Yeah.
And then.
I picked my school by it being a weed smoking
school. Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you remember College Board? Did you guys have that?
No.
It was like this website where you could see like different statistics about the school.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I loved that. I was like 65% smoke weed. Cool. That's where
Boulder?
I'm going. I went to Ithaca.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I was cool too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Oregon.
Oregon.
3 months.
3 months.
Go
I
Ducks.
Said, I got to go Ducks. Go Ducks. I hate myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, go Ducks. And then I said, let's go to LA and just do this and try it.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how long, what year was that?
God, it was what, 2013, 2014?
Really?
Yeah, I think.
No.
Yeah.
And you say like the moment you really started blowing up was after the pandemic. So you had a lot of years. You were getting jobs.
I was getting jobs here and there. I still was waiting tables and
you were.
Yeah, I was doing all like, oh, I did every catering event in town.
Really?
Oh my God, I do the Grammys.
It's so like, I don't know if the word is quintessential, but like.
It is.
It is so quintessential.
It is.
Like, how is it exactly? It's literally that.
Yeah.
Like, the catering events.
Yeah.
Like, there are no other jobs.
There's
just like, you do the, like, that's what people that want to be actors do.
Because
you think you're going to mingle and.
No, I don't even think you can mingle. You can mingle, but I think it's just, it gives you the flexibility to hop on a job and it's like mostly the weekends and then you have the week to audition and you can say yes or no. Like, there was this app that would ask you like the day of, do you want to do this? And if you were free, you could. And if
you
weren't, I think that's maybe why, but also great people watching.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
so
not
good.
Like, hi, I'm Lucas. I'm trying to be an actor.
No. But I remember screaming at Amy Schumer at the Emmys. I just watched her episode with you and like.
Was she nice?
She was so nice. So,
what'd you scream?
Like, you're hot. And then she was like, woo woo.
Wait, when you were working it?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I was like 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Look where that gets you. Anyway, you worked with such cool people. And now White Lotus is coming back. By the way, do you think, because I said at some point that like all the press on it,
yeah,
it's like getting a lot.
Yeah. Well, you it's know, a hot show. Yeah.
No, I know. But it's like so-and-so was cast as assistant producer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like everything is making Deadline now.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh because like I don't want people to ruin a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, by being too much all over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll keep getting better, White Lotus?
I think whatever Mike does is going to be amazing. Every season's going to be beautiful and funny and hilarious and weird in its own way. Yeah.
Would you die to go back?
I'd do anything. Yeah. I'd sell my soul. Yeah. Right now. Sell
do it
my
for
soul.
Free.
Do it for free.
Stop.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Get to hang out at the Four Seasons in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it so funny that t-shirts used to be considered like loungewear and, you know, just to hang around the house in. And like now it's like what you wear day, night, like at least me. Like I'm not wearing blouses. You know what I mean? And then you have your going out shirts, but that's a very specific type of shirt. Anyway, now that we have brands like Skims making amazing t-shirts that are just such good quality that look crisp and fresh and amazing, can wear it with a pair of slacks, with a pair of jeans, and just look so freaking good, but moreover so comfortable. Like finding the perfect t-shirt is hard. I've always had problems like the fit, the quality, but let me tell you, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there is literally a style for everybody. And you guys know I've been a Skims fan, a Skims customer ever since I, you know, discovered their Fits Everybody thong collection. For t-shirts, I definitely recommend checking out the cotton jersey t-shirt, the soft smoothing t-shirt. All of these look great, make your boobs look great. So check them out. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. You guys, the way I'm obsessed with Way, Jen Atkins' amazing hair care brand, is excessive. This is so random, but I've been having like rougher skin throughout my pregnancy. And I was like, I need a good body scrub. So I get Way's. And I've used body scrubs before and it's like nice and it's like a novelty to like scrub. But this was a whole different scrubbing experience. My skin felt softer after. It was like wild. I'm like, not all body scrubs are created equal, because this body scrub like did some stuff. So really just anything Way is amazing, from their shampoo to conditioner. And now they have this amazing anti-frizz cream. So, you know, we all need it. I'm a frizzy lady. It works. And we're too busy to be frizzy, and we're too cute. So whether you're, you know, going to work or you want to put in your bag for after the gym, you just take your Way anti-frizz cream with you. Okay, you guys, it just makes you feel so much more put together. And you need this in your hair care routine, you guys. So yes, there is a promo code. Don't you worry. And a Way promo code goes a long way. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to The Way. And if you don't know, that's spelled The, TheOuAI.com. And the promo code is not skinny for 15% off any product. That's The Way, TheOuAI.com. And the promo code is not skinny. It's really wild how before you're in a certain business, everything seems so complicated, so big, so inaccessible, until you're in it and you're like, oh my God, that's how the sausage is made. So one example of that is how websites even operate. Like when you go and you purchase something, whether it's from a huge brand or your favorite influencer, how the process of, you know, clicking an item, adding it to cart, paying for it, all that stuff actually works. And let me tell you how. Most of the time, those websites are using Shopify. And Shopify is just the way to go when you want to sell something. From small to big, Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps sellers at every stage of their business. So if they're selling scented soap or outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere from their all-in-one e-commerce platform. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/notskinny. That's all lowercase. So you go to shopify.com/notskinny now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/notskinny, you guys. Get that business that's in your mind, that's in your dreams, that's in your thoughts, that you're, you know, scared to push the go button. Get it going with Shopify.
Okay, so you've said in past interviews, I'm pretty open book about most things in my life, but I have a problem with the culture of everyone needing to know everybody's business and nothing can be sacred.
Yeah.
You kind of said this in regards to sexuality. Mm-hmm. You even mentioned former agents pressuring you to pick a lane.
Look, things happen and stuff happens and it's just life. And I think the thing that I tried to stick by kind of changed. And
that was important to you, though.
Yeah, at the time it was. You know, I think I wanted to be proud and like not feel like I have to hide something and be, I don't know. I was just also tired of people like asking, like, what are you? Who are you? You know, it's just like, oh my God, shut up already. Why do, like, you know, why do we ask straight people, like, what are you? Are you like, you know, it's just like such a thing, especially with press stuff. So I think part of that was me wanting to just be like, all right, let's just do this and shut people up already.
Oh, you mean when people learn that you had a relationship with a man?
Yeah.
But before that, so many times I would get, you know, there were rumors about you and people thought you were dating Katie Maloney, who you're friendly with, and you were just on Watch What Happens Live. People thought you and Maude Apatow were like super together.
Yeah.
Like any woman you hung out with, there were also rumors that you were together.
Well, some of them weren't rumors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which ones weren't?
I'm not going to say.
Really?
Those two were not.
Okay.
Were actual rumors.
Okay. Which one? Claudia?
No, I can't. I really can't. I really can't say. But
but what you're saying is you've had a relationship with
correct.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until about like 21 and then something shifted.
Oh, okay. So since 21, no.
Never say never.
Never
I'm open.
Say never.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
you're
I'll have a wife
open.
Or a husband next. Who knows?
Both. But you're saying the thing about former agents pressuring you to pick a lane that you didn't want to conform to, you're saying.
Well, I just thought, why do I have to pick a lane? For what reason? Aren't we acting? Do straight people only get to play straight parts? I mean, shouldn't everybody? Look, I get the conversation about, you know, representation and making everyone feel like they're being seen and there's a fair field for everyone to have roles. And there are certain things that I don't think we should cross over and let people do. But then there's also like, I don't know, it's just a fine line where I think everyone should be able to play what they want for the most part.
Yeah.
There are some little like subtleties that I do think that only people that actually represent that group should play.
Yeah.
You know,
but you never officially like came out.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which does that feel like liberating? Does that feel like there's like a timeline?
I mean, I think it's pretty. I think it's pretty obvious what I am. I mean, everyone saw. I just feel like I hate. I don't know. I just hate having to be like, this is who I am,
right.
And I'm never. You know, we're constantly changing. Things are changing, and God, we're getting deep here.
No, and with acting, I see how people. I can understand there's a little bit of fear that goes into it,
especially 10 years ago.
Right now, it's changing.
Now it's changed, but 10 years ago, you were told. You should not tell people that.
Yeah.
You don't want people to see you in one light.
Except like straight people gay. Play queer roles all the time.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of more of a thing 10 years ago to just, you know, and there's also another element of like, as an actor, you want to be an enigma. You want to be want to be a little bit of a mystery. So,
like you don't want people to know your age. Even.
Yeah. You don't want people to know everything about your you know, about your personal life so they can get lost in the character and they don't see, you know,
exactly
X, Y, and Z in their real life. So that's
which is so hard when you become like a celeb.
It's such a hard line to navigate where that line intersects because you are a public figure, right? And you do have, you know, you do kind of have a responsibility to show up for people. And I do get that. And I do want to be a role model for other people out there that are maybe struggling and figuring it out. But I also want to keep the mystery alive and I want people to get lost when they're watching me. And
yeah.
You know,
I think you do a really good job
with that. Thanks. I tried.
Like so many different characters. Like here you are in this movie Roadhouse beating people up.
Bro-y as hell.
You know, so bro-y.
So bro-y.
Even when you're like I was waiting for you because at first you were beating people up and I was like, I want to hear him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then we were like. You're super bro-y.
Yeah.
Super fucking bro-y.
And then
bro-y.
Next month I'm in like a Netflix show as like a slutty cat.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I literally play like a slutty cat with superpowers.
Like
a
human?
Yeah, like he's a human who turns into cats. That's literally my power.
No, I'm dead.
Yeah,
dead. Well, you're booked
detectives.
And busy.
Trying.
Booked and fucking busy. So, no, but I really agree with you about being a blank canvas for acting roles. But I also think it doesn't even get lost with the responsibility. For me, how I would think about it is like there is that crave to want to be like, to have the celebrity part of it, right? Mm. To get to go to the events and like, you know, not just be a working actor, but, you know, have the huge celebrity thing that comes with it. And that comes with people wanting to know everything about your life, like being into who you're dating and what you're doing. And
it's just part of the game, though. It's like not even about going to the events. It's like all politics and like going to some of these things and doing these things or sometimes stuff that you have to do to promote and to like get to
the next thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird.
No, I agree. I hate going to events.
I hate it. I'm so like all over the place. I'm literally a different person every 3 months. I hate it. But so I can't say.
Well, you're also young.
Yeah, I'm a chameleon. Yeah, I'm all over the place, man.
And you're keeping busy. So like.
Yeah. Yeah. Life's about moving.
Yeah. Life's about moving. You actually just went to a Vanity Fair party and called Archie Madekwe. Did I just fucking butcher his last name?
That was good.
Thank you. Thank God. I'm so bad with last names. No. From Saltburn.
Yeah.
Good. So you called him your new husband. See, you do. Dude, you do.
I'm
shake
just,
things up.
I know.
You do.
I'm trolling the I'm trolling TMZ. Like, well, they're just in your face asking you questions. And I'm like,
oh, they ask you?
Oh my God. They're like, is this your boyfriend? Is this your husband? Is this your boyfriend? Is this your husband? Over and over. I'm like, yeah, this is my husband. I'm like,
yeah, you're being
Jesus,
funny.
Jesus, I'm being funny. And then I'm, the next minute, an hour later, I see
you
it as clickbait. And I'm like, oh God, now everyone's going to take it seriously. And then,
did you go with him as friends?
Yeah, I've been friends with Archie for a really long time. Yeah, that's my really good friend. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Love him.
Whatever. So some press out of it. It's not a biggie.
I just need to shut my mouth and not say things as a joke to the paparazzi because it just everything is taken seriously.
I know you can't joke around.
You can't
even
joke around.
What was it like, Emma Stone?
Oh my God, I loved when she fangirled over you and was like, "I love your podcast."
Pinned.
Yeah,
I know pinning is so lame, but you got to do it when it's Emma Stone saying
that was,
you know,
iconic.
But she said something like a Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah,
she was like. What did she say? And I was like, we can't have funny people. They were like, what do you think about Taylor, like, you know, being happy for you or something? And she was like, she's the worst.
Yeah.
Then it's like,
Swifties
the thing
for
is, they know that she's kidding.
Right. They're best friends. Like, they hang out all the time.
Right. Yeah. But I feel like also the media knows. Like, they were there.
Of
she
course
said it jokingly.
They know. They knew when I was saying that he was my husband, I was totally kidding. They just want to run an article.
Yeah.
And I need to not give them the benefit of
I know
to
but
do
it's
that.
Still a little fun.
But it's funny. Who gives a shit?
Are you dating though?
No, single, dating myself.
Are you wanting to date?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. I mean, look, never say never. Like I said, if the right person comes,
but you're not on apps.
Not anymore. No, I tried that for a minute. It was not.
Wait, is that where you met the ex?
App? I think it was, it was like a party five years ago. Yeah. No, I just am just wanting to date myself for a bit and
I don't think that line is for you, date myself.
Oh, God, I know. I really have no way to, like, I have no leg to stand on with that line.
No, you can't
so
do that line.
Shit.
It's not you.
Well,
we need to find a different thing.
I'll just say freedom's nice right now.
You're chilling.
I'm chilling. I'm good. I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet, you're down.
Someone said the seven husbands of Lucas Gage. I saw that online somewhere. Someone sent it to me and I'm like, hell yeah.
Wait, how? Because you had only one.
No,
how
because
are we jumping to
seven? Okay, so I said something in an interview and I said something like, I'm probably going to have six more marriages.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to be like the Elizabeth Taylor of our day.
Oh.
And then someone said the seven husbands of Lucas Gage as like a book. Or,
wait, what's your type?
I'm not just saying this. It's so across the board.
You don't have a type.
I don't have a type.
Really?
I'm all over the maps, like crazy,
really?
Complete,
like muscly,
anything,
lanky,
truly, all of it. No, yeah, I don't have any particular type. Truly.
So I wanted to ask you though, would you get married again? But you just said that you
for
would
sure.
Seven more times.
Seven more times.
He's not over it yet.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you also about Roadhouse.
Yeah.
A couple questions that I didn't yet. We're jumping all over the place here.
I love you.
Wait, were you a Patrick Swayze fan? Did you watch Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing is the best. And also Donnie Darko, Patrick Swayze.
Right.
I know.
My
babe.
It
was really pretty to love Jake Gyllenhaal, love Patrick Swayze, love that they did a movie together. I do think it's really cool that he kind of passed the torch to Jake in a way. And I feel like Jake does a really good job of respecting him and honoring him.
I need to watch
him.
The original again.
Oh, it's so good.
You know what's so weird? Huh. That I even watched the original. Like, you ever know, like, you ever, like, classic, think though. About movies, but, like, how old was I? Like, 13 watching right. Roadhouse, like, people beat each other up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I look back at movies that I've watched or shows. I remember, like, Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
Speaking of queer, as we were before 20 minutes ago, I watched Queer as Folk when I was literally fucking, like, 13.
Yeah.
Then I saw The Hot One.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the guy that played Brian?
Yeah,
like,
hot.
OG.
Yeah.
On the street, and I was like, oh my God, Queer as Folk. And he was like, why are you watching this show?
You are not the demographic.
You are not. But that's what's so weird. Even Dirty Dancing, I was trying to do that move.
Yeah.
When I was like 7.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we were babies watching these shows, and it's just so weird to think about.
I think that some of them just hit, you know? Like, there's just a reason why they stick with you as a kid, and they're such classics. Mermaids was mine for me. Do you remember that one with Cher?
Yeah, of course.
The movie's so good.
It's so good. It's
Christina Ricci is like a little baby in it.
Well, that's why, like, with this Roadhouse, I feel like the concept, because, like, some of it stuck with the original and is a remake, like, it does have that, like, old school energy of, like, this guy comes to town, and even the girl, like, the girl's there. There's, like, that femme thing going.
Yeah,
they're not going to probably, like, be together. You know what I mean? There's just that vibe of, like, those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even thought I knew it was going to happen. I was like, she's going to save the...
Yeah.
And then she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's... I think that we wanted to make it really fun and just a movie to be fun for the sake of being fun. Like, you know, Roadhouse doesn't have a really deep message to it. It's not trying to tell you something or whatever. It's just...
Yeah.
Truly entertainment.
Right. There's no depth.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, there's no depth.
I'm just kidding. You're seeing the headlines out. Lucas
Roadhouse
Gage says no depth.
Yeah.
No, I get what you mean. Like, you're not, it's not philosophical.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be. Sometimes movies are just fun. Yeah, they're entertaining for the sake of being entertaining.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
Who doesn't want Jake Gyllenhaal, like, half naked, jumping around and fighting
people?
We
all want it. Back to you loving Bravo.
Yeah.
How did you even become friends with Katie?
Oh, I know what I did.
What'd you do?
I threw a party at Tom Tom, and I asked Katie if we could have the whole cast hang out.
Back in the Dizzle?
No, this was like a year and a half
ago.
No,
stop.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago, we threw a party at Tom Tom. She was still with Schwartzy.
She was not, but she did not. She kept a tight lip.
Oh, so you didn't know. So you asked her. Why don't you ask him?
I think that we were already DMing about something. You know, I think that there was already some kind of opening there. But yeah, I just said, hey, I'm throwing a party. Is there any way you guys can all come and hang and, like, we'll rent out the room and Tom Tom? And she
was down. Wait, did you choose Tom Tom for the gag?
Yeah.
Okay, not because, like
not,
what?
Not because I love Tom Tom. Okay. I love the goat cheese balls.
Like,
of Tom Tom.
Like, so you wanted it because you're, like, a fan?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So everyone came?
Everyone came except for Sheena Shea. I asked her to sing Good as Gold, and she did not.
She was busy.
It's fine.
Very unlike her to not take up an opportunity.
I would have died if she sang
Good
as Gold.
You would have died?
Oh, my God. I love Sheena Shea.
Wait, do you love Vanderpump that much that you watched The Valley?
I tried.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Do you know that I agree with you? But and I got through it.
Yeah.
But, like, I asked people what they thought, and people were impressed.
They loved it?
Yeah.
Not for me.
I know. I think when you love Vanderpump that much and you're, like, you know.
Yeah, you're diehard.
Yeah, you just can't.
I miss old Vanderpump, like seasons 1 through 3 with, like, Laura Lee and, like, just Kristen Doty, like, chain smoking cigarettes.
Like, Vermont. What was the other one's name with a V?
Vermont.
No, it's not Vermont.
No, but it was
a
weird
name.
Yeah, it was a name like that.
She was, like, long hair.
Yeah.
And, like,
God, who was
that? I forget what her thing was.
God, that, like, the first 3 seasons of Vanderpump is art. The editors should have won an Oscar,
I think,
in my life. Like, they
but you
just
wouldn't,
nailed it.
You wouldn't give up on it. Like, you're gonna...
No, like, finally, this season was a rough start.
Yeah.
It was a rough start to the season, and thank God it's coming back and having a little heat, because I was ready to tap out.
I saw you told Katie that she should forgive Sandoval.
Forgive, but not forget.
Oh, forgive but not forget.
Yeah. I want to forgive you, but I want to forget you.
I want to forgive you. Because what, you think she's holding on to, like...
I don't know if I think she's holding on. I just think for her own peace of mind, she should forgive.
Yeah.
It's not even about him.
No, she hates it. She's, like, when she got emotional,
yeah,
you know, and people are like, oh, she's being a hater, but you see that she's getting emotional.
Yeah.
You know, and this isn't about Ariana anymore.
No.
You know, this is like a personal thing for her. Like, she truly thinks that this person fucked her shit up. Not that she wants to be with Schwartz. Like, she made that decision. She ended it. But I guess, like, it's still there. Do you hate Sandoval? Like, when he comes on the screen, do you want to die?
I don't know if I hate him. I'm just so over this redemption tour for him. And, like, that's the only storyline we have this season, is to, like, feel bad for him. And he's just a bit of a narcissist and doesn't really take responsibility or really say sorry ever.
I'm taking accountability.
I'm like, dude,
that's what I'm doing.
The biggest advice I would give to him is just fucking say sorry, even if you don't mean it. Just like, it's not that he can't do it.
Like, you didn't you try to be an actor? Like do the thing.
Didn't you try?
Do the thing. I'm sorry. I said I was sorry.
It's just like, I'm just over it. We need to, and just that whole storyline of him like winning everyone back. It's just, who cares?
Okay. Couple games.
Yeah.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Okay.
Sandoval, Schwartz, James.
Marry James, obsessed.
Really?
Yeah. I like really connect
like
with
always
James.
Or like now?
I like, even from the beginning when he was problematic, I was still like, God, he's so funny.
Yeah, he's so funny. Yeah.
Fuck Schwartz. Kill Sandoval.
Really?
Yeah, duh. Okay. What would you do?
No, I'm interested. Like, are you choosing to fuck Schwartz because you hate Sandoval? Are you more attracted to Schwartz? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think Schwartz is hotter.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't you?
I did say this season, my sister was really shocked. I was like, Sandoval's looking good. You can't take away the hair.
Mm.
Like, he's...
Not for me.
Not for you.
Not
so
for
see,
me.
You have a type.
I guess I
do. Not
Sandoval. I guess I do.
It's not Sandoval.
I'm a personality. Yeah, the personality has to. If you have a rotten personality, I'm like turned off.
Okay, if you had to pick one show to go back on, Euphoria, White Lotus.
I think Euphoria, because I don't think that storyline's finished.
Mm.
I think that he needs to get his revenge.
Okay.
On Nate. I just whispered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Manifesting. DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Let's put it out
so
there.
So DeLulu.
I love you, Lucas.
I love you,
Thank
too.
Thank you for coming
on. I'm so glad to meet you, finally.
Me, too.
You're the best. Kisses.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.